Each diagnosis under the FASD umbrella has specific characteristics. While fetal alcohol syndrome, or FAS, is the term most people think of when they hear FASD, it does not make up the majority of FASDs. FAS is the most identifiable and serious diagnosis under the FASD umbrella, although it only accounts for approximately 25% of all alcohol-related effects. In order to diagnose a person with FAS, a person must meet the following criteria according to the CDC. Abnormal facial features, for example, smooth ridge between the nose and upper lip, or small eyes. Lower than average height, weight, or both. Central nervous system problems, for example, small head size, problems with attention and hyperactivity, or poor coordination. Prenatal alcohol exposure, although confirmation is not required to make a diagnosis. People with alcohol-related neurodevelopmental disorders, ARND, may have the functional or cognitive effects from being exposed to alcohol in the womb, but do not have the physical characteristics. People with ARND may have intellectual disabilities, struggle with learning, behavior, attention, and other cognitive concerns. According to the CDC, people with alcohol-related birth defects, ARBD, might have problems with the heart, kidneys, or bones, or with hearing. They might face challenges with one of these areas, or a mix of defects. The FASD Diagnostic and Prevention Network states that PFASD is a diagnostic classification for patients who present with most, but not all, of the growth deficiency and/or facial features of FAS. Central nervous system damage, structural, neurological, and/or functional impairment. Prenatal alcohol exposure. These diagnoses are all preventable. We have included a fact sheet, Reducing Fetal Alcohol Spectrum Disorders, from the CDC as a resource for you to gain more knowledge on how FASDs can be reduced.